Michigan Radio is collaborating with Bridge Magazine in its Truth Squad coverage of political campaigns. The latest report finds one of the candidates for governor has repeatedly said something that's demonstrably wrong. Three Democrats, three Republicans running for governor stood on a stage at the recent Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Island Policy Conference. The current Attorney General and candidate for governor, Bill Schuette, made this statement.
And you look at our third grade reading scores that are the lowest in America. When only 35% of our third graders are proficient in reading, they've been failed.
Didn't catch that? Well, he said it again.
Our third grade reading scores are the lowest in the land. When I'm governor, Michigan's children will read.
And he said it again.
During the one-hour forum, Bill Schuette brought up third grade reading scores four times.
That's Bridge Magazine's Ron French, who's part of the Truth Squad coverage. French found Schuette pulled that idea from a report, but missed the larger context.
Mr. Schuette had used one line in an introductory page of one education report that looked at an analysis of 12 states. And Michigan was last among those 12 states in third grade scores for states that use the same sort of test that Michigan uses. He generalized that to say that we had the lowest scores in the United States.
Amber Arellano wrote that introductory page for a report from the Education Trust Midwest.
We reported the facts of how Michigan's doing compared to other states, and he just didn't include all of the, you know, the context, and that was in our report that we released earlier this year.
There is no test which looks at all 50 states' third grade reading scores. Bill Schuette jumped to an erroneous conclusion. Ron French found it's true, Michigan is not doing well in teaching reading.
Now, we do have a comparison of fourth grade reading scores across all 50 states by a national organization that tests students around the country. In that test, among fourth graders, Michigan ranks 35th in the country.
Not all that long ago, Michigan was among the top 10 states in educating our kids.
Look, we get why he wants to make this a talking point. All the governor candidates should be talking about education. Michigan has a problem with education, but we just shouldn't exaggerate how poorly we are doing.
Amber Arellano is just happy education is a priority of the politicians.
The fact that the top gubernatorial candidates in the state are all talking about making Michigan a top 10 education state and really trying to focus on improving early reading is pretty terrific.
The Truth Squad makes a judgment about the statements and ads of politicians. Ron French has the verdict on Schuette's statement.
We said this was half true, and the reason we decided that is we believe that Bill Schuette had good intentions by looking at that one line in the report that said they were last. But the fact is, no one knows if we're last, and we probably are not. And so we feel this is something that should be corrected.
Now it's up to the Schuette campaign to clarify. The Truth Squad will be watching to see if that happens. It's already shaping up to be an interesting year in Michigan politics, and you can find other Truth Squad reports at bridgemi.com. With Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham.